Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Where's my man? Robbie.
Yes.
What do you make of a guy? Does he not have a clock in his house? I don't understand this. He's not started on time more times than he's been late driving from Orlando to work. Would you agree with that?
He has never missed the start of a show when he's had to drive to the studio.
Oh, when he misses though, woo, when he's late, oh my goodness, him getting late has to be the worst thing in the world, right?
Oh yeah,
because you imagine getting up like 15 minutes before you need to be on air, and you live where he lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe. Look,
I'm sure in the old days it's happened before when he was producing the morning show with Zazzo and Amber,
sure.
But he had backup Slim. So every now and then show up a little late, Slim's got it.
Right. We got no backup.
No
backup.
I'm the one
no
that backup. Can't be late or we're screwed.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Especially you can't call nobody to say, hey, running late, cover for me.
Yeah, no. I left my mic in the car, y'all. My bad.
This is a three-man production. That's the one thing I would say. Man, you look at all the other shows, right? When you did the morning show, Tobin, you had Slim. They got 17 people on Hawk and Crowder.
Oh my God!
Right, right. But I can honestly say, at no point in time have I had as many people in the production room as any other show.
No,
never.
No way.
And in fact, our show was used to train people.
Yep. Send them off.
I don't know how to take that. Do I take that as hard times, Daddy? Or do I take that as, it's just Tobin and Leroy? They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of, they'll figure it out. I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, one, we probably don't cry and whine as much as the other shows, for sure. And part of that is, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is, Leroy.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, chewing on some things right now. You know, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. We are one day closer to sports and one day closer to the end of the world. I can't figure out which one. I can't figure out when I turn on the TV, I see excitement on ESPN. Sports is almost here. And I turn on the news channel, and oh boy, Dr. Fauci, he says, let's keep an eye on this other thing coming across the world.
Yeah, you know what, though? I saw that new disease. I can't get crazy about it. It's like, you know what? That's such a that to me is like that's us having too much information.
Yeah, but here's the
problem.
You know
what I mean?
Here's the problem, and this is the you ever have a conversation with somebody and you say, you know what? If I just go to them and just have a conversation, then they'll understand how I feel and something will happen. Mm-hmm. Right? We live in a world today where a message cannot be delivered like a grown-up. So say, if I come to you and say, hey, Tobin, you know, I hate when you do this, right? All right, man, I got you. And then it continues. Now I got to be a jackass to get my point across. That's where we are in the world. You have to be extreme to where a person has to tell you to calm down for them to get how you really feel about something. So if you take every situation going on, it can't be, hey, we need to keep an eye on this, something to look, you know, in the future, because we don't know based on where we've gone the last few months. We got to kind of take all these things and just think about them, right? No, no. You got to say, oh boy, if this one comes across, whew, it could be the end of us. Like, you have to do that because you can't have a normal conversation with folks. Why did we get this way?
I don't know. I get you, but it's just like, you know, we haven't even figured out. First of all, silly to even think about another disease taking us out. We can't even figure this one out.
Right. Right. You know? I don't know. With all the, what's crazy to me is this. We have more groups and more organizations raising money for diseases and studies, and you have professionals and all of this. Yet, periodically, and it doesn't have to happen often, periodically, we have something that happens to us where all the medical profession in the world is scrambling, right? It's the weirdest thing. You know, who knew somebody was going to try to eat a bat? Like, I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
It's the chicken of the cave.
At this point, I just want to get through it. I just want to get through it, and I want us to all be safe.
Right.
So, yeah.
Let's get to headlines, Robbie. What do you got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. So guys, for the first time in about 4 months, we have a game week.
Yeah.
We're a week from today. The return of American team sports with Inter Miami and Orlando City SC.
Hot dog. All right.
Is that going to be televised?
It has to be. Yeah. What else are they going to televise?
Well, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. I'll take a minus one because I would have to assume that.
Minus one.
If they're going to televise cornhole championships, they're definitely going to televise MLS, right?
Watch a Korean baseball, which I love.
That's your excuse to get some early morning action.
Did you see there was a betting scandal with KBO the other day? Apparently there was this one bookmaker that there was a mistake with the entry of the bet, and the bet was still out there even though the game had already started, and people could bet like middle of the game as if the game hadn't started yet. Like you could bet like the NC Dinos and they were up 5-0. It was the same price as if you bet them before the game, and they lost the boatload. It was a huge scandal.
Jeez,
that's not really a scandal. It's only a scandal if the bookmaker manipulates the.
Well, now the gaming commission might get involved. There might be a whole lawsuit, and might be a whole deal. But yeah, it was a huge scandal.
Hey, his bad. They just got to like think he's gonna get fired.
I'd say so.
One mistake. You had one job.
Oh, man.
Gentlemen, you guys know that we are officially more than halfway into 2020?
Really? Yeah, it's July already. Crazy.
I don't know. If you told me it was March 30th, I wouldn't know the difference. I've been living the same few days for the last 4 months. Besides bike riding,
And you got a puppy.
Got a puppy. But by the way,
you've watched you've watched more TV than anyone known to man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm almost done with another show.
I tell you what comes out today you should watch. I think it starts on Netflix today. It's an old show, but it's getting released on Netflix, so a lot of people are gonna watch it for the first time. Kingdom.
That's MMA. Oh, okay.
Dude, it's a good show. You're gonna love it.
All right. As soon as I get through The Protector.
The Protector?
Yeah.
The hell's that?
It's a show in Istanbul, right?
Whoa.
You have these immortals that want to destroy the world, and for some reason they want to destroy Istanbul, right? Because at some point somebody said Istanbul was the center of the world. So they want to destroy Istanbul. But you have this protector, and he's a crybaby, right? Like, come on, man. Like, there's nothing worse than overacting, right? This dude cries, and I'm like, oh, come on, dude, you're whatever. So what happens is he has this shirt, this dagger, and this ring. So the first couple of episodes, they're chasing this shirt and dagger, and he's training, right, because he finds out he's the protector. Then, as the show goes on, he loses the shirt, the ring, and the dagger because, well, he's an idiot. Like, come on. Every time he's getting in a fight, his protector, called the loyal one, there's a bunch of loyal ones, and their whole job is to protect the protector, right? The whole show, hey, you got your shirt? I left it at home. Dude, you're invincible with the shirt. I'd be wearing that shirt everywhere. I'd be in the club wearing the shirt. Like, no, he loses the shirt. So on and on and on and on. So it's you know, and they got me. They got me. The one thing that I will say, here's the one thing that sucks about Netflix and about, not even Netflix, you could go Prime, you could go HBO, whatever. When it's in another language and the translation in the words that they show on the bottom of the screen is not what the translation, the folks are saying. You know what I mean? So you're reading along and listening, right, and they're not saying what's on the bottom of the screen.
But are you talking about, like, what, you dub it in English?
Yeah.
You don't watch it. And then I tried doing that with Money Heist, and I couldn't do it. I just ended up watching it in Spanish and reading the subtitles.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. No. I dub it in English. Like, that's fine. Like, some of the translations, and I guess it might be the translation. And then, think about this. Here's the crazy thing. If the people they hired to act, right, are on the screen, chances are the people translating aren't good enough actors to be on screen. But that's the voice I have to hear. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't think that's... I don't exactly know what you're talking about, no.
So, no. So I'm saying this. The person that's reading the translations or translating it, they have to basically act. Right? Because they have to give you, you know, the high points, the crying, the
it's
whatever.
It's not really acting. I mean, they're voicing. Oh, it's like doing a voice for a cartoon.
But you can't... No.
It is. That's how it works. They're basically gonna get a script, and they're probably reading it in a voiceover booth over the action as it's happening.
All right.
That's how it works.
I know that's how it works, but they're not good. So, like, come on. It's in Istanbul. It's in a different language. I mean, they don't have Brad Pitt doing the voiceover.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, even if they had Brad Pitt didn't do the scenes. Like, he can't do it like the other actors.
Yeah. All right. I got you. I just think the voiceover people, sometimes it's a little rough. But the show it's got my attention. It's somebody texting the Woo Assassins. Already saw that. That was like week number 3. But
what else you got, Robbie?
So, Tobin, according to your boy, Bob Arum,
Oh. Oh yeah.
Vasily Lomachenko is going to fight Teofimo Lopez.
Oh, September. They were supposed to fight. They were supposed to fight. There were some questions that Lomachenko was going to back out because they didn't know if they were going to have fans or not. But, you know, I don't know when they're going to have answers to that. And as Dana White has pointed out, ratings for Top Rank haven't exactly been fantastic. So it would be nice if they did ESPN a solid and gave them an actual big fight to watch. So
Cornhole was doing better.
Cornhole was doing better. I think that the UFC, yeah, like the UFC peaked at 1.4 million on Saturday with Poirier and Hooker, and the ratings for Top Rank after that were like 400,000. So they lost a million viewers with a 1.4 lead in. They had 400,000 viewers, and that was with one of the biggest UFCs since the pandemic. They had their biggest audience, but they still lost a million viewers. So not fantastic for old Bob and Cornhole. Can't hold us down.
Do you think it's just boxing is in a different place? Because, like, even just, you know, how I've gotten into it with you, I'm more familiar with the UFC guys than the boxing guys simply because of what I've watched, the attention that everybody pays to UFC right now, and kind of how you have more access to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Boxing, everything's pay-per-view. And if you see it during the week, you know, it's some tomato cans fighting people trying to get their record right.
Yeah. I think there's some of that. They're definitely not as good marketing as the UFC is. The UFC has, they're just a monster with, you know, getting people's story out, their online platform. Boxing is just so behind on that. You'll never see anything lamer than a boxing pay-per-view commercial. It's always right. Like, you know, Cinco de Mayo, and it's like Canelo and Triple G dressed up as cowboys or something stupid like that.
Right.
I mean, not that I've been making fun of the UFC's hold us down. You know, but for the most part, the UFC does a pretty awesome job with their commercials. Yeah, well, boxing, I don't know, man. And I've talked to people in boxing, you know, guys who manage and stuff, and a lot of them aren't coming back this year. They're just like, nah, I'd rather just wait until 2021 when we have this all figured out. And they think that these bubble protocols are just too impossible because you literally could lose your coach at the drop of a hat, and some of these people have, you know, guys who are really early on in their careers, they don't want some stranger coaching their boxer just right on the drop of a hat.
Here's the other thing. UFC has one promotion. Boxing has, you know, everybody has their own promoter. There might be a couple of big guys that have two or three big name boxers, but boxers have a lot of different promotions when it comes to, you know, remember it used to be Showtime and HBO and so it's their responsibility. And if they don't have the money, you know, then the production is and the promotion is not as great as if it was an HBO or Showtime. Whereas UFC, everybody's promotion comes out of one place, out of one pool.
Anything else, Robbie?
I'm here. So did you guys see that Major League Baseball? They're gonna have a special IL injury list for people who get the COVID, but they're not gonna disclose the virus. If people have to mysteriously go on the injury list for coronavirus, no one's gonna know. It's just gonna be guys just gonna randomly go on the injury list, and they're not gonna mention the virus because of the virus.
You can't.
No, I'm not.
Isn't
no,
that
I'm
HIPAA
not.
Laws? HIPAA. Yeah.
No, I'm not really worried about it. We'll find out if somebody has corona. I'm sure they'll tell.
Yeah. Well, and like, that's it. The player can do it. You know, it's like, you know, they're doing it in basketball. If, you know, or any other sport, is that usually the player will come out and say it. The only time it didn't happen, remember, was it Ezekiel Elliott that it leaked and he didn't actually.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
Right. But other than that, the players or whoever it is has come out and said it. Besides, we got to get a daily update from Big Frenchie. But other than that, you know, who still can't taste, right? What, he can't
smell. No, he can't smell long distances. Right. Yeah,
so he's we won't take him out on the hunt. We got to use our other dog.
We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Back after this.
15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket.
You always do that. You go to like 1950s radio voice.
15 minutes of heat here for you.
And Joe Lewis hit someone overhand, right?
Gonna see who can put the ball in the peach basket here. Shame, yeah. Let's give you an update on COVID-19 powered by AirPro $79 service. Call the pros that know. AirProsACRepair.com saw that they shut down lap dances, Leroy, at the old strippy strip clubs, and no alcohol after midnight.
What's the alcohol after? Oh, because I guess you have a hard time stopping people from wanting to lap dance if you have liquor after 12 o'clock.
Yep. Yep. Maybe they should like up the experience, put some handcuffs on you. You know, you make it a real tease. Even more so if they got to stand 6 feet away.
Wait, so you got to get a lap dance from 6 feet away?
Yeah.
That's not a lap dance.
That's seeing her up on the stage, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, anyway. When they come by and do the little leg shake, did you like my dance? And they open up the little garter. That's too close. Social distancing.
Yeah, they got
to be hard times.
It's gonna be hard times for the strippers. What do you do? Like you hand out the old Tupperware and you got to throw it in the Tupperware.
You throw a tennis ball like at the ball games.
Oh, that guy was awesome at the Marlins games. That dude's an OG. Put the money in. He was so angry at his instructions too. Put money in the ball. Throw ball.
Yes.
All the time. Everybody knows. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. The guy with the little disguise mustache that he put on with the beanie hat. One of the legends. Not quite Elephant Man status, of course. Rest in peace to the legend. But I don't actually even know if this individual is dead because he was pretty old when I was going to ball games back in the day. But put the money in the ball. Throw ball. Guy had an accurate arm, too. He's like Chad Pennington. Never had a turnover.
Wow. Somebody just texted in. You see the NBA bubble will cost $1.5 million a day.
Oh, really? Disney is expensive.
Which is amazing. Wait, but could you imagine the NBA going to Disney and like, look, we know you're ABC, right? You want sports back on too, right? Let's work something out. I'm crunching the numbers here. Adam, yeah, we're looking at 1.5 a day. Excuse me?
Excuse me? No break?
No.
No break?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to get a couple of things off my chest here, Leroy. All right.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
All right. So it's the we're a week away from the 10-year anniversary of the decision. You know, Don Van Natta had his piece dropped this past Sunday. So a lot of people have been doing decision retro pieces. Windhorst, you know, he decided to dial up the old fastball. He's like, oh, I'm going to do a decision piece.
Well, and then Windhorst, it's hard. Look, I'm going to say this. It has to be extremely... I don't want to hear Windhorst because he's where he is now because like the decision. Now, he could be very good at his job, but how he got there is solely based on his interactions with LeBron.
Well, he wasn't even at ESPN yet. He was at he was at the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
That's what I'm saying. So for him, right, to go too far into it knowing that, hey, man, I rode these coattails to ESPN.
Yep.
It's going to be kind of rough for me.
Well, this isn't about Windhorst. It's just I'm setting it up.
Right.
So okay. He wrote this piece on the decision, and then Windhorst hosts a podcast called the Hoop Collective podcast, where he has a bunch of renegade NBA reporters. They all kind of gather around and they spit topics on what's going on. And so he had this this Nick Friedell on, who's kind of like Chicago Windhorst, if you will, you know, but he's like Chicago Windhorst, but instead of LeBron, he has Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and them boys. Like that's his crew. And so
Joakim Noah.
Wow. Where is he? Didn't he just sign, Robbie? Is he with the Clippers? He just signed with somebody for the rest of the season.
Thought it was the Grizzlies.
No, I think he was on the Grizzlies. I feel like he signed with somebody for the rest of the year, and I want to say it was the Clippers. Yeah, he signed with the Clippers for the rest of the season. But I found, like, so everybody's doing the 10-year thing. Oh, 10 years, what went down with the decision, all that type of stuff. And I find all of it tremendously weird because everybody is trying to do everything they can to make the reality, which was him going to Miami, they're trying to make the fantasy more interesting. So, for example, this past Sunday, Bill Simmons comes out and he goes, actually, the Browns' first choice was the New York Knicks. And it's like, all right, and? And what? But they just screwed up the meeting. Oh, so his first choice was the New York Knicks until he realized the Knicks were a complete dumpster fire and there's no way I would ever put my career in the hands of those losers. And then I hear this Nick Friedell, because they did this thing, him and Windhorst did this thing reminiscing about how actually what was supposed to happen was the big three going to Chicago. And they did this whole thing of talking about how Dwayne Wade, you know, he went out and he told Chicago, if you could get three, perhaps you can, instead of two, you know, perhaps I could convince LeBron to come here,
yeah.
You know? And Chicago was caught off guard. They're like, oh, well, they, you know, that means we got to trade Luol Deng. And I don't know if we could find any takers to take Luol Deng. And so this entire premise is built on, oh, well, he almost went to Chicago. Except it's the biggest almost in sports. It's like, oh, he would have gone to Chicago if they would have had the salary cap for all three, which was the Heat's plan the entire time. So everybody likes to make it seem like there are all these options that, oh, he wanted to go to New York, but the New York, they were losers. And Chicago, he would have gone to Chicago if they would have had space for all three, but Chicago didn't plan for that. It's like these are the biggest two-letter words in the English dictionary. If. Like, you swung and missed, bro. Like, you didn't plan for it as big as the Miami Heat. Yet everybody likes to sit here thinking, oh, it's so, like, it would have been so much greater if you would have gone somewhere else. So this Nick Friedell, he has the audacity, Leroy, to come out and say LeBron and Wade regret not going to the Chicago Bulls after watching The Last Dance.
I want to add this real quick. I am so intrigued as LeBron, Wade, and Bosh watched The Last Dance, if they had second thoughts about the decision that they made in 2010. Because it's one thing to win a couple titles in Miami. That's great. And anytime you win a title, it should be celebrated. But it's different winning titles in Chicago. That city adored that Tibbs team with Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah. That city would have completely been obsessed with LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Derrick, Joe. They would have absolutely.
Andrew's making comments.
I just can't imagine how popular that team would have been. The closest thing we've seen to Jordan's Bulls.
Therein lies the answer. The closest thing too. So here what you're saying is as much adoration and worship as the 2011 Chicago Bulls with Wade and LeBron and Bosh, like, it would never come, well, it maybe comes close, but it would never surpass their favorite team.
And that's why I think that was working against the Chicago Bulls.
Right. And then
so let me get this straight. All right. I just want to get this. So Friedell, he pictures Dwayne Wade, got his feet up on his ottoman, bowl of popcorn, Chris Bosh, you know, he's sitting there, you know, maybe sipping on a whiskey. All right. LeBron drinking his wine. They're all kicking back. And they're zooming together, watching The Last Dance. And he pictures, because Michael Jordan was winning all these titles, he thinks, oh, should have done in Chicago. Leroy, correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm just, you know, if my Miami bias is clouding my judgment here, feel free to step in.
All right.
But were the Miami Heat Big Three, were they not the biggest thing in sports for 4 years? Like, am I missing something? Am I trying? Like, is somebody? Am I forgetting details? Because I call me crazy, but ESPN built another website just to cover that they had four writers to cover one team right down here. It the media got so damn big with LeBron coming to Miami. I love the fact that everybody acts like, oh, they went to Miami. Nah, not big deal. It was the biggest thing in sports.
There's a couple of things here. First, to get back to your original point, it's easy now to throw all these teams out there that had a chance.
Right.
But the Heat, and give Pat Riley and Andy Ellsberg all the credit, they have been planning for this.
Right.
So unless you show me any other team that cleared calories, salary cap space.
Cleared calorie space. That's good. That's good for me too.
Cleared salary cap space and putting themselves in a situation to be able to pull this move, all this maybe ifs and all that don't even matter.
Doesn't because matter.
It's and I don't easy for people to scramble at the end and say, oh, we want LeBron to come to us. I didn't know he was going to leave. No. No players. The Heat have been planning this for a couple of years. And you have to understand that there was only a couple of teams that could have did this. Now, the point about the Bulls, look, LeBron had already spent 5 years of his career being compared to Jordan.
Yep.
Why on earth would he then sign when Jordan's team, when they pretty much told you there's no way they could be on the same level with the Bulls? Now, I'm going to tell you about athletes. They want to be able to do their own thing. They want to be identified, you know, in their own way. They don't want to necessarily be compared, oh, this is good as this Bulls team or whatever. Every time the Bears have a great defense, they compare them to the 85 Bears. You see what I'm saying? No, they want their own shine.
I mean,
so
maybe
that
maybe,
would only happen here.
Maybe. I mean, he went to the Lakers, so he has
well,
gone to
after,
places.
That's later on. We're talking about when he was young and hadn't had any championships.
Even still, like, the bigger point is the Bulls didn't have they didn't prepare. Now, look, they were still a fantastic team. Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah, they had a great year. They were the one seed that first year that the Heat got together. But it's just hilarious to me that everybody's throwing if. It's like, yeah, but you didn't. And you want to throw out all these scenarios of, well, the Knicks were actually the first choice. Bro, the Knicks lost out to the stepchild organization in their own city. They lost Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. They wanted to go live in New York. And they said, they're too much of a clown show. We can't go there. I'm tired of hearing, ooh, the Mecca, bro. First choice. Chicago. We're the best sports town. Yeah, but you want to know something? You're also, hey, you want to know what else we learned from The Last Dance? Your organization treated the greatest player to ever walk the face of the earth like garbage. And you let him walk out the door as a standing champion. So stop acting like you're some A1 organization because the ping pong balls bounced your way. You're not.
It's pretty amazing. Like that's another people don't realize. They let Jordan walk away after a championship. Right?
A three-peat.
Reinsdorf.
A three-peat.
His second three-peat.
Think about the history of sports, right? You let the most identifiable basketball player to ever play the game walk after winning three straight championships. You can't recover from that. So you think people just want to play there?
No, but Friedel wants to think, oh, no, they must have had regret watching it. Bro, I would have been like, Chicago Bulls, idiots. Anyway, we'll take a break. I got more to get into this too. By the way,
you're not done.
Oh, I got more. But I'm way over. And Robbie's seeing those hands of the clock just break right before eyes, and he's probably getting texts from Galen. I gotta go.
Texts only come at 8.
We're back after this. I want to remind you guys, download the radio.com app. Make 7 that to get one of your favorite stations. You sign up for push notifications. You'll never miss a great guest or great moment. You go back. If you want to roll back and out, you got like an hour left. You can go listen to Devon Godchow who joined us yesterday. He was fantastic. Go check that on out. We'll get a little bit later on in the show. Derek Jeter had some interesting comments. He sat down with Kyle Seeloff and Glenn Geffner. And in un-Jeter-like fashion, actually had some pretty polarizing things to say, I imagine, if you're on the ownership side. So we'll hear from Jeets in a bit. But it was just funny. You heard Reinsdorf in there, and it's just hilarious. All of these decision retro pieces have all been about, what if LeBron went here? Why are none of the retro pieces, hey, this thing was the biggest thing in sports, and it was pretty awesome for 4 years, and we all acted like hyenas. Like I've yet to see the decision piece that says, hey, we all acted like buffoons, and it actually turned out that LeBron, Wade, and Bosh playing together in Miami was pretty great. All I've seen is, oh, it could have been the Knicks. It could have been the Bulls. Imagine. Let's imagine an organization that hasn't done anything since Michael Jordan left would have acted like a top-notch organization. Let's act like an organization that is the biggest joke in sports, and that is the New York Knicks. Let's imagine they don't do that. Let's imagine they act like somebody who actually is on top of their game. And let's imagine that they act like somebody who actually has their bleep together. Let's imagine. Well, you know, let's play some John Lennon. Let's imagine. Imagine the Knicks weren't losers. Oh, no, wait, that's impossible. And speaking of bull.
Would you say the last time they were respectable was when Pat was there?
Yeah, I would.
You gotta give him the Van Gundy Knicks, you know.
Scraps. He built off the scraps. He's like a coach who got to use somebody else's recruits. Robbie.
He's you Coker.
Just called Van Gundy, Larry Coker.
That's right. I did. That's right. I did.
That's rude.
I don't care if it's rude. I don't care if it's rude. It's the facts.
Van Gundy should have been coaching a UTSA not that long afterwards.
I don't want to hear it with Van Gundy.
No, didn't he go to Houston?
He went to Houston.
Right.
Imagine. It's like, I'm waiting, Leroy. Just please. Hey, somebody show me the piece that's like, that decision, that kind of worked out for him. 4 straight finals and 2 championships. I'm waiting for that piece. Hey, LeBron was right the whole time. I'm waiting. Just let me know when that piece comes out. Let me know who's got the.
Why does this bother you so much?
Because I hate the fact that we live in pixie land and everybody likes to act like they were so close to these other decisions or that these other things were happening. Hey, it's the biggest 2-letter word in the English dictionary. Enough already. Let it go. And the other thing is, I don't like the fact that what happened here in those 4 years are treated like it was just this small thing. And if it would have been anywhere else. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it's treated like it would have been something way bigger if it was somebody else. No. Do you guys realize it's impossible to be bigger than the biggest thing in sports? That's what they were. And everybody acts like if you threw Knicks jerseys on them or if you threw Chicago Bulls jerseys on them, it would have been even bigger. No, it wouldn't have.
Hey, here's what I don't get.
Yeah.
We have the facts.
Yeah.
We have history. We have the reality of what was going on and what happened.
Yeah.
Who cares what those clowns think? You know how you get me? You know how you get me with your little antics, right? Yeah. The world gets you with all their comments.
Nope, they're not.
Like, you should not. The world, though. You should not be this worked up over the Knicks and the Bulls talking about they could have had LeBron.
I don't care.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Because if I allow them to go willy-nilly spewing, like if I'm allowed to let Nick Friedel and Brian Windhorst and Bill Simmons walk around willy-nilly with no pants, peeing wherever they want, saying, oh, it's raining. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hit them. I'm going to chin check them with the facts. And you're going to sit here and say, oh, the problem was the Heat had space for three and everybody else only had space for two. Yeah, dum-dums. That's what they were doing the whole time. You think Dwayne Wade wanted to play with the corpse of Jermaine O'Neal? You think that's what he wanted? They kept it flexible for a reason. You asshats.
Robbie, it's Wednesday. And we might as well get our first box in. Brought to my attention by said texter. Pixieland. Like Tua being a top quarterback after being hurt and not playing a down in the NFL yet.
Said top 20. I said top 20.
No.
Said you top said 20.
Best quarterback in the East. Yeah, over Cam Newton.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Imagine the big
That's
three.
That's not Pixieland.
Who's making a minimum deal? Tua or Cam Newton?
How much you get paid? Wait, how much you get paid has nothing to do with how good you are.
Oh, it doesn't? That's a new one.
Here. Maybe Cam Newton did that because he didn't want to sign a two-year, $20 million deal because he's betting on himself. Kind of like Richard Sherman did, who also said Cam shouldn't be making the minimum.
Richard Sherman's point, though, goes to quarterbacks because a lot of times quarterbacks at a mediocre level still make crazy money just because of the position.
Okay, but that's because Cam maybe didn't want to sign a multi-year contract because he thought he could get better if he played well.
Yeah.
He bet on himself.
Yeah, but he bet on himself with no other bets. Like, his only choice was to go to the roulette table and bet on the Patriots. There were no other spots at the table.
Yeah, but that's why the number's not as high as it could have been if there were a few teams that needed his services. Like, all that plays into it, not just, oh, why is Cam getting paid so much, so little?
Guess what? Minus one, texter. You don't know how boxed in works.
No, minus one. Oh, my goodness.
Minus one.
You didn't give him the box. Oh, my goodness.
Minus one. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.